ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 600 dead so far and nearly half a million could be displaced in continued fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Beirut.
As the two warring sides ramp up their attacks, hundreds of thousands of families now internally displaced in just 3 days. One family telling us they traveled for nearly 20 hours to get to safety. Two parents and their 5 children, their youngest, baby Mohammed, just 8 months old.
The UN General Assembly continues meeting in New York. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the body later today. Tropical storm Helene is intensifying as it plows up through the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to make landfall along the Big Bend coast of Florida as a Category 3 hurricane. Former President Trump is in North Carolina campaigning today. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to deliver what her campaign says is a major speech on the economy in battleground Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. 7 people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. The current farm bill expires on Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. He says he's also concerned about climate smart language, which may only benefit big farms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Community meetings about the $183 million capital referendum that the Green Bay Area School District has on the November ballot are underway. Interim Superintendent Vicki Bayer.
The community is asking very good questions from my experience in the presentations. By the end of them, questions have been answered, and I feel like the support is there for the November referendum.
Bayer made her comments at the Board of Trustees meeting Monday night. The next community presentation on the referendum is tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Baird Elementary Commons. Republican surrogates for former President Donald Trump visited Green Bay and Appleton Tuesday to rally supporters. Washington County Executive Josh Schumann was joined by speakers from the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Moms for Liberty, and the Wisconsin Faith and Freedom Coalition. Their speeches focused on illegal immigration, border security, and affordable housing. The tours traveled across the state and will end with a town hall event in Waukesha today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won 2 in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Willis said he has to be prepared if his number is called.
And I've had a lot of time to just, you know, work hard and just grind every day in order to make use of my next opportunity, which I've been just trying to do this last 2 weeks. And I think more than anything, you just try to continue to work hard and understand that you don't know when the opportunity will come, but you have to be ready for it if you get it.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed 2 games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. The weekend, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be discussing a piece of transformative legislation newly introduced that is going to save the middle class. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, and of course worldwide in the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor for putting up with you during that last segment.
What?
Yeah, you got it off the rails.
Man, trying to help.
I think we should rename their segment Off the Rails with the Malcors.
There you go. And we could get a sponsor.
They're just really fun, though.
They are the sponsor of their own segment.
Well, they are the sponsor. Yeah. That's true. Because there's
I don't think we're going to charge them for today.
Well, but there's a good little restaurant in Elkhart Lake called Off the Rails.
Oh,
it's a coffee shop, restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. You know where we still got to go? You know what we got to do? That place that the basketball coach said. Both basketball coaches.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it. Black Duck? No.
Yeah, something Duck.
It's Elton
Howard?
Yeah.
Joe, have you heard of that? It's like they...
No.
It's like a trailer or something.
Well, it's an old train car.
Not train car, train.
Yeah. But both basketball coaches at GB, so that's their favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
We've never been to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hi, Joe.
Hey,
Joe Sarucci, we got like royalty here.
This is pretty cool. We've only been trying to get him on here for a year and a half.
He's like, I'm too busy.
Sarugi's chocolate.
Making candy all day long. I'm in the back room candy. When's the last time you made candy, Joe?
Oh, decades. Okay. I think.
Yeah. But Joe, you've been not you. Your business has been around for 125 years. That's absolutely incredible. Given the city's was only here 50 years.
Who's
and then
longer?
You started.
Do you think?
What the city?
Who'd have a business that's been going for more than 125 years in this area? Is there anybody? I can't think of one.
Don't stump the guest.
Joe. No, but I you would know. Being the mayor, I thought you would know if there was one longer than that.
I have to think about that. But I know the Northland Hotel, WBAY, they're all celebrating their 100th year this year, Joe, 1924 when they got started. You run an incredible business. And not only that, you're staying with the times because you've been nominated for the best things made in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Did you see that?
I didn't know that.
Joel, you got a business down here in De Pere, and there's another one over in Ashwaubenon.
Yes, Joe, you were candy.
Joe, you were one of the seven companies in our community. Now there was 100 companies named for best things made in Wisconsin. Sarugi's was nominated this year. I will get you the article. Man, I thought that's what we were going to talk about. I guess not, because I read about it, and I thought I'm so happy for you that you, even after 125 years, you still have come up with products that people absolutely love.
Thank you.
And it's good. And speaking of products that people love, I'm kind of looking over at your
side. I know what's in the bag. So, Joe, you and I talked one time. Didn't you people start as like meat dealers or butchers or something like that when your family first moved to this area?
No, they were, it was kind of a soda shop.
Okay.
And ice cream and hot dogs and chili and hamburgers and, stuff like that.
And where was that?
That was on Washington Street in Green Bay. Not
right
far
here?
From here, yeah.
No kidding. What was the name of it?
Sarugi's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I wish I would have been Mayor Joe. You would have never left. You have a great business, and things have changed, obviously, in 125 years, but what was the biggest change?
Modernizing the equipment handling. Like everything that we made from year one was always hand dipped, like Lucy and Ethel.
Wow.
And the chocolate right. fight and all that. And we kind of moved it. The demand was growing that we had to turn out more of it, but we were not about to industrialize the production. And we wanted to have the same candies that we've had since 1899 and just be able to make more of them. And that's been the biggest challenge for us.
Got a text here. Happy 125th anniversary to Joe Cerugi's is a treasure in our community.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody just texted that in. But it's true.
Well, thank you.
I remember when Bush's wife was in town, George Bush's wife, and she came to your, because I introduced her that night at a thing, and she came to your place, right?
Right.
And bought, like what was it, chocolate-covered?
Apricots.
Apricots. Yeah. That's right. I still remember that. And she thought that place was, because then that night, when I hosted, when I introduced her to her thing, I said, hey, how I saw a thing about Cerugi's. Oh, my goodness, what a charming place. I'll never forget that.
Barbara or Laura?
Laura.
Laura. Okay, yeah.
Oh, she's the nicest lady.
If you ever need Laura Bush at the Hotel Northland, he can play the part.
Yes!
So, just so you know. He did a pretty good Laura Bush there.
That place was just lovely. I bought some chocolate-covered apricots.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when Laura Bush was in town. Bush was the governor then when he was here. And I took my daughter to go visit her, my daughter Laura, and introduced her to, it's the Governor Bush, and this is his wife Laura, and Laura, this is Laura. Oh, and she signed something for Laura, you know, nice to meet you. And I said, Laura, you can take that to show and tell. And she didn't think it was that big of a deal. She says, Dad, it's not even a toy. It's like, oh, what do you mean? And she was very young.
Okay.
So she's got it now, though, and it means something now to her, right? Because you must have had a few celebrities come through your place.
Yeah.
Anybody stand out? Did they all?
My cousin Tony.
Tony Shalhoub. Did he ever come back, just hang around? I know he's gone to some Packer games, right?
Yeah. And he built a big place up in Door County.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he comes home and visits. They're very family oriented. They've got 10 kids, and when that place is filled for a weekend or a reunion, there are 70 people in his cottage.
Wow.
Well,
so your family, okay, when you came, you're Lebanese, right? When your family came to the United States, what was their goal? What did they bring with them that they were going to make it big in the United States? I mean, nobody said 125 years or however many years, we're going to have a global enterprise, but what was the goal of your family? Because, same with mine. They came over to work in the iron ore mines.
Mm-hmm.
But what was your family's goal coming to the United States?
Mostly just to stay alive.
Okay. Truthfully,
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did not come from gentry, and we worked very hard. The family did. They got to Chicago. They ran out of money. And the plan was to go to California, where it was most temperate, like their villages in Lebanon. And they decided, they heard about Green Bay and what was available, jobs and paper mills, which is something Lebanese people don't do. They don't work for anybody else.
Okay.
They set up something.
Entrepreneurs, huh?
Yeah. They do it themselves. And sometimes they do it badly, but they still do it themselves,
So that's how they did it. No money, just start out. And
mm-hmm.
Wow.
They worked in paper mills for about 2 years. They set up a nest egg.
Okay.
And then some gentleman from Appleton, a Jewish man, set them up with the ice cream and soda business.
Wow.
And stayed with them for a year and taught them the language and taught them everything.
No kidding.
That's why when there was so much angst going on with the bombings of Beirut and things like that, my grandfather could not understand what's the problem. These are our people too,
Wow.
Wow. I don't know that I knew that story. That's a great story. I do love there are certain cultures that are very, very entrepreneurial,
mm-hmm.
right? And like you said, you and your brother or your, I guess your...
My brother.
But it's your dad or grandfather that started? He was a grandfather.
My great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather. Yeah. That's what I meant, grandfather, great-grandfather. And sometimes it's, when you study businesses, we worry a lot about third generations. They just, they haven't seen the effort that your great-grandfather put into it. And yet you and your brother... Was there any difficult times where you're like, I don't know if this is for me. I think I want to get into this business or that business. Or were you always just loyal to?
We always saw the potential. We always knew it was there. It was a good product.
Yes.
And it was developed intelligently. And our staff has always been wonderful. People work with us. And we had confidence in the product.
You have, you're right. You have the, and my son worked for you, and he loved working with you because every time he went to work, there's like 14 ants hovering over him. You have the greatest
not bugs.
No,
we love your place. It's very
aunts. There are just grandmas. You have the most genuine, caring people working at your place that you'll ever find anywhere. Well, and I really
thank
mean
you that. For
that. I mean, how long have some of them been there?
Oh, 40, 50 years.
Yeah. Right. You can tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, we were talking about another business in Manitowoc, and I hadn't been there in, I'm not kidding you, 35, 40 years. I grew up there and went back, and the lady was still there.
Yeah. Hi, Jim.
And I asked her, do you own part of this? And she goes, no, I just absolutely love working here. And you have that at Cerugi's.
We do. We have great people.
Yeah.
Now, you are also big in the city of De Pere, have been for a long time promoting it, and the Boyds, of course, with the Union Hotel and mm-hmm. different things like that. There is a really grassroots group of people, business people in De Pere, that are just really proud of their community and do everything possible to keep it moving forward, isn't it? I mean, it's a genuine kind of pride thing.
It is. It is. We love it there, and we've got a big following. My father was best friends with Abbott Killeen back in the day.
Okay.
And when he had the store on Riverside, the Abbey was right across the street. I got to tell you this story.
All right.
So the Abbott would walk over every now and then, come in this back door and say, Al, how are you? And Al would get him a cup of coffee and they'd sit down. Well, it was Lent. It was Ash Wednesday. Not the most revealing and compelling time for candy chocolate. Business, yeah. Because at 95% Catholic, everybody gives up candy for Lent.
Yeah.
And it killed us, you know.
Easter's a payday, Joe, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we used to, Sundays used to be an amnesty day. Yeah, we could eat on Sunday, could you?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, Jesus didn't come in from the desert and have a Milky Way bar.
Right. No. Was there. That is true.
It was doing that.
All right, 40 days, man.
That's the best.
40 days in the desert.
So the abbot comes in and he says, Al, I've got visitors here from the Abbey in Switzerland, and it's Lent today, and I want to give them something to take back with them. He said, do you have anything for Lent? And my father looked at him and said, contempt.
Okay.
That's where you got to make hay while the sun shines, because you're right, pretty quiet.
You know, one of those things, though, too, with your, and you said the modernization and everything, but your store doesn't have that corporate feel. It has a feeling like there's some people with hairnets making these by hand mm-hmm. behind the counter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Behind the wall. It's got that feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you fostered that, haven't you?
That's a very positive statement.
Yeah.
I mean, they can see that people have chocolate on their aprons and they're dipping in the hairnets and all that.
Yeah.
But even with that, Joe, you've embraced technology. You love mail order business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, my father almost threw me out of the family when he saw me come home with an enrober. That was an instrument of the devil.
You know, a what? An
enrober.
What's that?
It takes a piece of anything. You put it on the belt. It sends it through a chocolate curtain. It gets covered, so you're not doing this stuff with your hand and dipping it. And you're able to have the same recipes, the same style of candy without having to do so much.
Hand wrap it.
Yeah, we can hand wrap it.
No, but I'm saying this rover thing, your dad didn't like the modernization because you were taking, what, jobs away, or did he just not like technology?
He did not like to appear to be like Brock's.
Oh, that's what I mean. And you guys have fostered that the entire time.
Yep.
Yes. All right, we got to set a quick break. Joe Cerugi, the legend in the house, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals. Hotels.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. Joe Cerucci in the house. Cerucci celebrating 125 years. Have you always been in the same locations, Joe? Or not the Ashwaubenon one, but have you always been in that DePere location?
We've been in the Green Bay DePere area, but they've had a number of different locations.
Okay. But we're talking about the historical aspect of it with DePere. But I want to go back to something else. The last time I was at your historical preservation or presentation, McKim brought out some pictures of you back in like swing choir in your St. Norbert days.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know where you found them. You were huge with that stuff, weren't you? I didn't know you were a big entertainer.
Oh, man.
I was a music major at St. Norbert, and then I majored in orchestral conducting.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, you've done a lot. For Birder and for St. Norbert. Yeah, you have.
And I think wonderful.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
He was a good man. But, I did a story on him one time, and we sat in his office for half an hour before we did the interview, talking about Notre Dame football of the 40s.
He's a Notre Dame man.
Right. And we talked about old guys that played for Notre Dame. And he was just and he had to be 90, but he was the most gregarious and interesting and just a wonderful gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Really great. Got another text here. How is Cerucci celebrating this Saturday?
Well,
let's go to the notes.
We're giving away half the store, I'm afraid.
All right.
There's samples and stuff for the kids.
I just love those. You entrepreneurs.
Oh, I'm giving half the store away.
Yeah. You just talk about giving half the store away. The Valentine's Day run, mm-hmm. which one of the treats was those huge candy bars you gave away. Mm-hmm. Those are awesome. And you do a lot of community things, but 125 years, Joe. You know, God bless you. What's going on?
Well, we're getting ready for the next millennial, I guess.
Okay.
And we have some kids in the family, my brother and I. My daughter is very interested in the business.
Awesome.
And right now she's in Hawaii and works for Cirque du Soleil.
Really?
Yeah, manages some of the stuff.
That's cool.
She misses the hometown. She misses DePere.
I always wonder why you never put one in Door County.
We can hardly make enough to keep up with the demand here in DePere.
I mean, look at this. Mm-hmm. I mean, the company processes over 300 tons of chocolate, sells over 2 million candy bars a year.
How much money have you raised for charity by selling those candy bars over the years?
That's charity.
I'm because everybody does everything, you know, to raise money as a Cerucci bars. Even at high school football games, they'll have them in the concession stands.
Drive up to Door County, and every Quick Mart and gas station has got a box of them by the cash register.
Really, huh?
Change makers.
Oh, that's cool.
So with the 125 years,
I got to read this real quick. I'm watching Marjorie live at Cerugi's on WLUK right now and watching Joe on my tablet. Now I really want some chocolate.
Wow.
Mary, double dose of Cerugi's coming your way.
And to honor the 125 years, guess how much candy bars are, John?
$1.25?
Isn't that something?
That's right.
Really?
That's awesome, Joe. Just don't, can't do that forever. I'll get back to 350.
Yeah, Joel have to sell his, what do you drive there, Mercedes, BMW?
Something like that.
Just let him alone.
But yeah, the 125th anniversary celebration, 12 until 3, noon right. until 3, Saturday, yeah. coming up at both locations, 144 North Wisconsin Street, Indy Pier, and 784 Willard Drive in Ashwaubenon. Come help celebrate 125 years, 1899. And if you are a new customer, welcome. We look forward to getting to know you. So noon until 3 Saturday at both locations. Right. That's awesome.
And what's cool what you said about in that interview that you did with the Press Gazette was, you know, you love your customers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's really important that you love what you do, right? You love the city, you love, but I just think that, and you said they seem to like us too. I think your customers love you too. I mean, there's people that, you know, I mean, Christmas is just crazy with people that will have to get mm-hmm. there early. Mm-hmm. To and you mail out the stuff, and that's
well. My mother always would make Lebanese food for the staff. I mean, she'd come in with a big kettle full of stuffed rolled grape leaves, and the first thing they'd say, "Well, they look like cigar butts, but they don't." I mean, they're stuffed with the rice and lamb and tomato and garlic.
Wow!
And they would just love it. And it seemed like every Friday that was our treat. She'd come in with another kettle of something else, you know.
Oh, that's neat.
Lentil soup or things that hummus and tabbouleh and baba ghanoush. It's grape, what is that? Eggplant.
Wow.
And they got to like the stuff. And now she's gone. And my daughter is a good cook. So she makes stuff too.
Well, you take great care of your employees. I know that on a personal level for my son.
Yeah.
You're talking people. Expansion now, Joe? We can get into a Lebanese food restaurant?
No.
I think they say tend to your knitting. You still have some recipes from 1899?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm not going to tell you what they are.
I wouldn't expect that. Yeah, I just think I think that's awesome that with all the changes in the world, and I mean, 1899, my God, we didn't have cars or airplanes or anything mm-hmm. back then, and you stuck with the chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. There were so many candy stores in the Fox Valley, and that's something that the New York Times ran a front-page article about, the candy stores of the Fox River Valley in Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah. Fond du Lac had 5. Oshkosh had 4. Manitowoc had 6. Green
wow.
Bay had 10 candy stores.
Wow.
Because of the dairy?
That was the way they sold it. Boxes like Whitman Sampler or Russell Stover, they were in drugstores, and who wants to buy candy from a drugstore? You know, sorry, everybody out there, if you're owning a drugstore. But we had methods, and we had a good procedure, and I'm proud to say that a box of our assorted candy today looks exactly as it did back in 1899.
No kidding.
Oh yeah. We're
here. All right. Finally. Wow, Joe, look at that.
It's just for display purposes. Yeah,
why don't you open that up and see what's in there?
Yeah, we will. Mm-hmm. Well, Joe Cerugi, we just want to congratulate you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's great. And, you know,
and thank you for what you've done for the community.
Oh, man, 125 years. Oh, candy, man. I'm sure Joe's never heard this. Joe, thank you for, really, Johnny's right, your business and what you do for the theater, for the arts, for the youth in our community. You're just an awesome
and
guy.
And for local authors.
Thank you for that.
You're a great outlet for local authors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's
you're right. Well, you know.
I know. Yeah. My best book signings have always been at your place.
And they're wonderful books.
Thank you. Might have something to do with the sample plate he puts out. It's so funny with some people. They'll come by and they'll pick up, they'll grab a piece of the whatever. And,
you want my book? You want my book?
No. They'll thumb through it like they're really interested, and then they'll just casually reach down for another piece. Oh, I busted lots of people doing that. Joe Cerugi, you're the best. Thank you, Joe. So much.
Right.
Head
Thank
on out there Saturday,
me.
Folks. Noon until 3, both locations. Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some of Wisconsin's smaller public water systems will share nearly $500,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese pollution. These are systems that have been ineligible for help in the past. The money will go toward new wells, new water treatment systems, or connecting to other public water systems. Former Green Bay Packers star Brett Favre dropped the bombshell during Capitol Hill testimony on his role in a welfare fraud scheme in Mississippi yesterday.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
The doctor at the center of the scandal pleaded guilty to wire fraud in July. Favre denies any wrongdoing. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A vacant lot in Green Bay at the corner of Lombardi Avenue and Ridge Road may feature two new buildings, a three-story retail, commercial, and office use space with underground parking, and a four-story retail building with apartment units. Tim Keene, the owner of the lot, sent a letter to neighbors detailing his plans. There are some contingencies to the plan, such as zoning approval and swapping some property out. In 2016, a four-story office building was approved for that property, but Keene never moved forward with the plans. Culver's is bringing back the Curter Burger. It all started with an April Fool's joke in 2021. Culver's tweeted that they'd make a burger topped with a patty of cheese curds. People went nuts for the idea, so they made it a reality. When it first debuted, a fifth of the Culver's locations set single-day sales records. Last year, it was available all of October. This year, you can get one from October 1st to the 14th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. All of Batman's tangential characters do well with spinoffs. Case in point, HBO saw some big numbers for the premiere of The Penguin. Variety is reporting 5.3 million viewers in the first 4 days since being released. That is the most amount of eyes on a Max show since the premiere of The Last of Us 18 months ago. The show stars Colin Farrell as the title character. In a million years, you'd never recognize him. The story picks up a week after the events of 2022's The Batman, where mob kingpin Carmen Falcone dies and director Matt Reeves says the story will mesh with Batman 3, which he says is all part of his epic crime saga. Speaking of Farrell, the actress says playing the role of the Penguin takes him to some pretty dark places. How dark? The actress says some days after filming, he just sits and watches Pixar movies. To help shake the darkness after long days of shooting, Farrell says he improves his mood by watching the Toy Story films for something light and beautiful. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. The weekend, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. And the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by legendary performer Charo, Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix, and King of Queens writer, executive producer Rock Rubin joins to discuss the show's legacy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Joe Cerugi. Thank you for coming in. 125 years. Their big anniversary taking place on Saturday between noon and 4, was it, I believe?
3.
Noon to 3. Both locations, Willard Drive in Ashwaubenon, and of course in De Pere, where they've been for about 100 years. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, we've talked about it before. We talked about it with Ben and Deanna Malcor. Some of the best return on your investment humanly possible is windows and doors, and Pella is top of the line.
And what's cool about Pella, I have those. My house is, what, 115 years old, but... You know, houses built in the 80s, 90s, if they don't have Pella, they should, right? And it's you're going to have to eventually upgrade those
hard,
things.
Hard to believe that the person that, like, built your house might have stopped at Cerugi's and bought some candies 115 years ago.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
That is true. And, yeah, yeah.
But that, you love them, don't you?
Oh, the Pella products, I think the companies that have been around, and Pella's been around for a long time, Cerugi's, it's just quality stuff that keeps it going. And absolutely. Fair pricing, it's not always the cheapest, but it's the best. And I think you get to a point in your life where what's the best value, not what's the best price.
Because it saves you money. Then,
it
too.
Does long term. And so, you know, and like I said, a lot of my neighbors do. And we've had people in here, and it's because Pella is such a great sponsor of our show. We've asked many, many guests, and they're like, yeah, I got Pella. So yeah. It's really cool to hear that. And, you know, even with the Malcors who were in here, Johnny, we're talking about them. And, you know, resale, people look at that. I mean,
no
people
question.
Look at the location.
That's
I
big.
Get that. That's number one is the location. But, you know, you start going through a house and, you know, I think that can give people confidence that, wow, they did this right.
Absolutely. You know, no question
Pella,
about it.
So,
Pella
yeah.
Windows and Doors. Get a hold of them. PellaWI.com today. Do we have Terry?
Yes, she is standing by.
Terry right. Barr.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good. How are you? What is going on in your world in the slice of Wisconsin?
I am so excited to share this one with you guys. This is one of those where we were working on some stories about autumn and fall, and I found this golden gem just because I was Googling autumn and fall. Who knows when somebody like this is going to fall into your lap? So this woman's name is Sherry Sarazin. She plays the harp, and somebody said, when you say harp, do you mean like you know, the little mouth harp? No. She plays the big, cool, old-fashioned harp, and she takes it to shows all over the state of Wisconsin. So when I found her and emailed her and I said, I would love to talk to you more. What a story she has behind playing this harp. First, it starts with her grandmother. She learned to play music from her grandmother, and then eventually her mother gives her a book of her grandmother's poems and stories. And Sherry said, you know, it was one of those, I'm reading through her book, and, oh, this is a poem, and here's a great story. Many of them Wisconsin seasonal focus, because her grandmother loved the seasons of Wisconsin. Well, she finds this one story in particular, and she decided, I think I'm going to turn this one into a song. So it's all about Wisconsin.
All
Todd,
right.
Should we play it?
Let's
play
do it. Bit? Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your plains, with your jack pine and your birch tree. Lakes and valleys. Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
So what's her name again, Terry?
Sherry Sarazen.
Nice.
She calls Stoughton home, but she plays all over Wisconsin.
Did I hear this one line correctly, though? Home of birds, bees, and humidity?
No, I think she said humanities, right?
Oh, humanity. Humidity. Okay, it's like, what?
That, yeah.
That, the birds and the bees.
Humidity, yes. You're kind of trying to listen to that.
Well,
wouldn't put that on my running tape, but I mean, it's great music, but
I love the story behind it.
Yes.
Her grandmother wrote it in the 1920s.
Wow.
She discovers it and turns it into the song. But here's the other part that just blew me away when I talked with her about this. This is the official state ballad now.
Wow.
Did you know we had an official state ballad?
I did not know we had one.
There you go.
So,
she did the
whole
thing. She got kids on board with her from all over the state. They went with her to the legislature to get it through. And she said it was quite the process, and it was a great learning experience for everyone involved. But in the end, yes, this is now the official state ballot.
Okay, our listeners know a little bit about this because we had Senator Drzewicki on here from Pulaski, and he talked about the process he made to get the polka, the official state dance or song.
Right. Yeah.
Something. Was it dance? Okay. So same process. I know he engaged the youth and the community, and of course it has to go through the both houses. And So when did this become our official state ballot? It must be relatively recently.
Yeah, it's within the last 10 years.
Wow, okay.
And she said it took her like a good 5-year process to get enough people on board to be willing to go with her to speak out on why do we need a state ballot.
Right. Well, that's cool. Hey, I don't know if John was listening earlier this morning, but you also you do those great little stories about Wisconsin, and the badger is obviously our symbol, right? Do you know that there was, you know the answer. I'm talking to John.
Good luck, John.
I don't know where this is going.
No, there were some other things up for consideration, right? We have the badger.
Right.
Okay. There were some other animals up for consideration. And do you take a guess at what
white-tailed deer.
Well, you did listen. All right.
No, I didn't. What's on our
black
flag?
Bear?
It's on the state flag.
Would you guess a black bear? I thought
no,
that was
I
it.
Think the deer. No?
I would have said deer too, but I have heard her slice of Wisconsin, her story before.
No, I didn't, but I mean, it's on our flag, isn't it? Don't we have a deer on our flag?
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
We have a minor and no.
No, I think we got a deer standing up in his hind legs. I think
what?
So.
What?
Yeah, don't we?
Isn't that's on it? That's
now
on your.
Don't
we have a deer on
the
or is that Michigan?
That's on your cereal box.
No, who's got a flag with
it
a deer?
Sounds like a bad dream. Actually,
yeah.
No, this is legit. I know my history.
Yeah,
there's a deer standing up, right, Todd?
No, I'll look at Michigan. I'll look at Michigan's flag.
That we did,
Terry. We were kind of talking.
Michigan?
We had Joe.
Oh, hang on.
Michigan has the deer.
Standing up on his hind legs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't a bad dream. Or
see,
I don't know. Maybe it was.
No.
Wow.
And they got a wolverine on there, right, Todd? Are the Michigan one?
I think so.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Moving on.
Wrong state.
Wow.
Home state, wrong state.
Yes. Wow. Hey, you know what song I have not heard? Have you heard it, Todd? Some artist, or was it a local artist, wrote a song about the Packers? Or something. Have you seen that?
There was one about 6 months ago or 3 months ago or something like that. I thought we had it.
I had just seen this. I thought it was in the paper or someplace. I saw it online recently.
I'll look into it.
Yeah, some local people did a thing. No?
So we just had Joe Cerugi on here, and we were talking about...
Yes.
He's been around for 125 years. He hasn't been. His business has been around for 125 years, Terry. But the oldest business in Wisconsin, I'm sure you've probably done that, but it's Richardson Industries.
I've never heard of that one.
1848.
Oh.
Wow. It's still going?
Yeah, I think so.
What is it? In Green Bay?
No. Yeah, it's the same. No, I have to say it's the same year we became a state. I don't know enough about it. I'm just really looking.
You can't
that up,
just but, look stuff up on your phone during a show like this.
I don't want to go into all this information. I want to give the lead to Terry.
All right.
Was it a Lil Wayne and then, song?
Oh, no. Are you giving me homework? Is this what you're saying?
No, he better not be.
No. Yeah, I'm not. I'm going to do it on my own.
Hey, Terry, I still, you haven't, you know what? You have failed me.
Oh, gosh. What? Here we go.
You haven't found me that job where I could go around the state, like, reporting, doing stories on cool places and stuff like that. And, you know, like the Discover Wisconsin. I mean, I thought you were going to help get me a host job like that.
That guy's awesome that we have.
Yeah, but I could do better, I think. What do you think, Terry?
I don't think that was me that you asked.
Yeah,
I don't
find
you that job.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
No. Because if I did, I would take that job.
Exactly.
Exactly. I think you and me would be good together.
Oh, now he's trying to talk you into it. See how he does that?
Did we ever anchor together, Terry, back in the day?
No. Well, I was in news and you were doing sports.
That's right. Did you
a few times?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Yeah.
He can't remember sitting at the same news desk as you.
I kind of do.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Fine.
You don't remember?
Well, I remember you. I remember working with you, but I didn't know if we anchored together. We were on the same desk. Like, you were the main anchor and I was the sports guy.
I was doing the morning show at that time.
Oh,
and you were doing sports. And I would fill in every now and then for Danielle Bina.
There you go.
Still on the nighttime.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought. You guys had one of the first morning shows, didn't you? Because morning morning shows didn't become a thing until the 90s.
Yeah, we were half an hour, believe it or not.
Half hour. Now they're like 6 hours. Yeah. They started like 2 a.m. and
feel like it.
Yes. And we thought that half hour was exhausting.
Yeah. But that was the thing. It was like seemed so early and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And do you remember Jack Jones?
Absolutely.
And Jack had the cool job at Channel 11, where he was the one at that time that went out and did great stories about things all around Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're right. That's the job I want.
Yep.
I would like to do something more like that, like that Glenn Lloyd guy, who kind of like...
Investigative?
Well, he wasn't really investigative. It's like a little bit more like, did you know?
Yeah, we had somebody
consumer
like that, too.
Reports kind of things.
It was kind of consumer reports. It was kind of interesting. It wasn't a gotcha thing. It was...
Terry, we had the News Hawk, I think he was called. Remember that?
Stanley?
Ooh, he was before me, but I watched Green Bay television. So, yes, I do remember him.
The News Hawk. Can't remember his real name. Yeah.
Isn't that a great, great title?
Yeah, absolutely. But those were big in those days. Those guys that, you know... I got this letter that said I won the lottery. Yep. And
now
they said I can't get the money.
No. Sitting at the kitchen table. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Gladys, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
They would talk him down.
100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
And at that time, Gladys would call she would probably write a letter. And invite News Hawk in and sit down at the table, like you said. And Gladys would read the letter on television.
People would be like, I can't believe this.
And then there'd always be a
totally
shot
take
of,
her side.
A shot of him going to the office of that place.
Right, knocking out the door.
Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And nobody would answer.
And it was a random building.
Absolutely.
Hey, that was good TV news. Come on now.
It was, because it was different. Nobody had ever seen it before. So that was the cool part. Yeah.
Now, was Stanley Siegel, is he our guy?
He was LUK.
LUK,
he
too.
He was before me, though.
Oh, That was early 70s. That was early, early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I heard some of his stories of the time he did he immersed himself in a vat of Jell-O with a snorkel. Yeah. To see if he could get embalmed in the vat of Jell-O.
What was the point? I mean, what was it?
I don't know. Oh. I'd have to get somebody from Channel 11 to talk to that. Then he also drove a Volkswagen in the river. Because Volkswagen had their commercials that they float. Remember that?
He got a lot of ink on that. A
lot of
ink on that. That was
And
very...
then he got fired for something, I believe. Yeah, I think he went over the line.
No.
Oh, we got to find out. Terry, stick around, okay?
Okay.
Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Mine and your birch tree.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. 6 award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut up and play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Come to the right man because I'm the candy man. Woo. Who can take a sunrise?
A little more tempo. 1972. Spring of 1972.
But this is not
right,
really.
Todd? This is, I'm not sure.
Yeah. This is Davis Jr.
Yeah, but this isn't about chalk candy, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was, yeah.
72. 72. Yeah, it is. It's about candy.
I thought sure it was about
drugs. You want to know what other song was really big?
Are you sure it wasn't about drugs?
You want to know
the song? No. They had kids singing on this song.
No. Terry.
You know you're thinking of? No, you're thinking, no. You're thinking of
Michael Bublé.
I know, Jim, where his mind goes.
I remember
his
this.
His mind goes in two places, Terry. One is how he can make a buck out of something, anything, no matter what it is. And the other one has to do with marijuana. Okay. And he's thinking of Puff the Magic Dragon.
No, I knew that one.
No,
Candyman.
It.
No, you guys, look into Candyman. That totally is like Coke or something. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what other song was really big at that exact same time? Song Sung Blue by Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Okay, but we're just getting these tempo songs today, aren't we?
Well, you're the one who likes Sound of Music.
Yeah. I do.
You're the one.
But
that,
I like
you know.
Doing
Terry,
gear.
He was
I mean, that's
so
not
excited yesterday. We had this young reporter in here from NBC 26. And Jim's like,
oh, the Pepperdine
guy. Oh my God. He looks so much like Rolf. I can't believe how much you look. Do you get that from people? You look like Rolf. I'm like, who's Rolf? He goes, The Sound of Music. Rolf from The Sound of Music.
Oh my God. Oh,
just wait. Let's finish your story. So Todd Googles Rolf from The Sound of Music, brings it here, and John's like, oh my God. Right?
It does. Spitting image.
Carl does look like him.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious. Of course, when you said Rolf, I'm thinking, is it Rolf the cartoon character or Rolf from Happy Days?
No, it's R.O.
Rolf Mouth.
It's R.O.
By the way, it's Potsy's birthday today. Okay. Today. Anson Williams. Did you know that, Terry?
No.
Yes.
Did you know that he ran for mayor?
We were talking about Rolf.
Lost?
How about that?
Yes. Yeah. Rolf Mouth.
What but was not that Rolf.
Wait, Terry, where did you go to college?
Oshkosh.
Oh, you went to Oshkosh. Okay. Because we were talking the other day about what school has turned out the most. Who was I talking about? Has turned out the most media people in this area. I was going to say Stevens Point. Seems like a lot of people went to Stevens Point. But Oshkosh has turned out a bunch, too.
Oh, yes. And at one point, we have a photo at Channel 11 with all the Oshkosh grads. And it was probably 15 of us.
Wow. Because the guy we're talking about, Carl, he went to Pepperdine, but then he wanted to go to grad school for journalism and went to Syracuse, which was one of the top three or four schools in the country. But around here, I tell people, you don't have to go to these really expensive schools out of state to get into this business. We've got some really good media programs in the state of Wisconsin, don't we?
Absolutely, and they're award-winning programs, too. I recall doing the whole going to college, looking at the colleges with my parents.
Yep.
I wanted to go to Northwestern, but that meant leaving the state and paying extra money.
Yep.
And, you know, my parents were smarter than that. They were like, no.
Well, yeah, in this business, I hate to say it, but in this business, you don't need that. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, I mean, this is more of a just performance-based type thing versus all this knowledge that you have to acquire, you know, to be an architect or something.
In US,
yeah, are you saying that we're not smart?
What did you get in your ACT? What did you get in your ACT?
Do you remember?
No, I have no idea.
Yep. You're lying.
No idea. Probably. I must have done all right because I was able to test out of algebra in college.
Oh, there you go, John.
Yeah, you
John
still
had an 18. Had an 18 in math.
Had an 18 in math.
Anyway, they went through the U.S. News and World Report. They did the top 40 colleges and universities, which is a very, very credible. Uh-huh. You know, Princeton was number one. Don't remember seeing Oshkosh on that list, Johnny.
Well, but, for media, it would have been.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
For media.
But
Madison, actually Madison, which is, I think, is like a terrific school, was in the 30s.
Really?
Yeah. Wisconsin. Madison. Really? And that's a good school.
I will say
but it was all the Ivy League. And we had a lady on here two days ago who went to Cornell, which I think was like 7 or 8. I mean, they were way up there, up there in Ithaca. Then they had the pricing, too, and I think it was $69,000.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
do either of you have kids in college right now?
Not anymore. Just have loans. It's still going on. Yeah.
Nope. Done.
You know, one thing, though, too, Terry, is the smaller schools like that, like in Oshkosh, would I try to get a Chris? Because, like, I went to Arizona State where you had, like, you know, 500 kids in the program. You know, it's like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And there was so little hands on. It was all theory and this and this and this. But the schools like the Oshkoshes and the Stevens Point, you guys can get in there and actually do this stuff, which is cool.
I was hands-on right away because I'd already worked in radio in high school. So you could jump right in there. You didn't have to pass 20 classes before you could go and actually try to work on what you wanted to be and what you wanted to do.
Yep.
But the scariest thing was our radio professor said in our very first class, came in. He was my favorite teacher, actually. But he said, okay, so who's here to earn a lot of money because you think that's what you're going to do in the media?
Yeah.
A couple people raised their hands, and he said, door. There's the door.
Yeah. go to the business school.
Yeah, absolutely. Go somewhere, anywhere else. Literally anywhere else.
Yeah.
Go. Maybe education would be about
the
same.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, we're running out of time. I have to ask. We got this room, I got to make $5 today. Have you ever had room service?
Yeah.
Okay, of course you did. So did Joe. So that's two more, Todd. I asked Joe.
It's still like 60 and you can to still, 40%. No,
but you can still text in. You can still text in. Go to the Civic Media app. 60-40, but I can, but text in. Have you ever, because our listeners now maybe weren't listening at in the 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock hour. So if you've ever had room service, just text in yes.
Or if you haven't, text in no.
Right.
We've got a bet on this.
And
I never had room service.
John never had room service, and I had it once or twice.
Did you ever think about this? Okay, can I be honest with you on something? This could sound bad. But I've thought there's been times where I've been walking through the hallway in a hotel in the morning.
Don't even say it. I don't want to hear it.
No.
If they didn't touch
John.
John, don't even say
that. But there's
a muffin. Nope.
There's
No. That is dumpster diving. Nope.
A muffin that's been untouched.
No.
Would
how do you know it's been touched?
No?
I didn't spit on it just to get people like you.
No.
Now, room service.
I so much
text
from
it
you
in.
Guys.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. We're just on top of it. Thank you, Terry.
Terry Barr, you're the greatest. We love you.
Oh, bye, guys.
See ya. Special thanks to all of our guests, Nicole Stockman, Ben and Dana Malachar, Joe Sarogi, and Terry Barr. We'll be back in tomorrow morning. Mind on the Mayor. See ya.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will be live from Los Angeles, California. That's right, Los Angeles, getting ready for the Badgers versus USC all the rest of this week. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.